sends it across to Wright. James with the set. Right side. Mesnel deep, and it's over. And Grand Island Central Catholic is your 2010 state volleyball champion.
Today, the 2011 season begins in Grand Island as defending state champion Central Catholic welcomes in Lincoln Christian and state-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia for the season-opening triangular. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Jackson this time sets middle for Nikolai, and her attack is down and good. The freshman gets her first varsity kill, and it will end game one for St. Cecilia.
Central Catholic lost five starters from last year's state title team, yet are highly ranked to start the season. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian will try to take advantage of a much younger Crusader team. Tonight, it's the Central Catholic Try coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome, everyone, to Grand Island Central Catholic High School for the start of the 2011 Nebraska State High School volleyball season as the defending state champion Crusaders welcome in Lincoln Christian in our first match. Hastings St. Cecilia will be here for the next two matches. And, folks, as we take a look at what is going on, we have a late start here. Lincoln Christian has not had a whole lot of luck so far here to start the season. Their bus broke down, and now, as we have come on the air, we see that one of their players has been injured in pregame warmups, and starter Jenna Humphrey, I believe it is, that's down there on the floor. And, you know, about the only thing, I didn't see it happen, but you know how you might step on a volleyball or you come down wrong on your ankle. And Rachel Colwell, the former Rachel Schwartz, the Nebraska volleyball player in her second season here at Lincoln Christian, and they're taking a look at that. And so it's not been a very good afternoon, and Lincoln Christian hasn't even got a chance to start playing yet. So they're going to come out and take a look at this young lady, and I don't think there is a trainer that is here yet. So we'll see how that affects what happens with the young lady in Jenna Humphrey. So not a good start there, but we do expect some good volleyball tonight. We'll see how Lincoln Christian overcomes kind of a rough afternoon here and see if they can get going. Unfortunately for Christian, it's usually an 0-2 start to St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic. It's been kind of the same story for a long time. Central Catholic wins twice. St. Cecilia goes 1-1, and Christian goes home 0-2. But it seems like everybody's getting a little bit closer to the pack. And Central Catholic, of course, the big story, can they replace five starters? Omaha World Herald has them ranked number one in the state of Nebraska with only one returning starter in Kansas State recruit Katie Brand. So it should be a lot different here for the Crusaders. And we'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's match, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area, they've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for Lincoln Christian, their service rotation was to start like this. Number 14 is a 5 foot 7 inch senior, Natalie Cordy. Then Jenna Humphrey was supposed to be in the two spot, but she has been injured here in the pregame warmups, and we'll have to see who her substitution will be. Then it's number 11, 6 foot junior, Taylor Workman. Number 12, a 5'9 junior, Elena Cavanaugh. Number 10, a 5'6 senior, Micah Ward. And number 13, a 5'10 junior, Michaela Bubach. The libero is number 9, a 5'8 junior, Esther Kelly. Of course, it's the season opening match for Lincoln Christian. They are coached by Rachel Colwell. Rachel Schwartz, her maiden name, of course, the outstanding volleyball player for John Cook at Nebraska. She's assisted by Tasha Hibbert and Natalie Bubach in her second year as the coach at Lincoln Christian. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for Grand Island Central Catholic. The last 3 years it was pretty easy to raise off because it was the same kids, but this year you've got some new ones in there. Number 13, a 5 foot 8 inch junior outside hitter in Lucky Gratup. She'll be followed by number 6, a 5'8 sophomore outside hitter in Aaron Sorhan. Let's list her at 5'6. She played a lot of libero and came in as a server as a true freshman last year, about the only sub for GICC. Then it's number 12, a 5'8 junior middle hitter in Kelsey Shield. Number 3, a 6'1 senior, Katie Brand. She is the returning lone starter for this ball club. Number 5 is a 5'7 sophomore outside hitter, Samantha Moravec. And number 11 is a 5'9 junior middle hitter in Haley Benton. The libero for Coach Zavala is number 17, 5'6 senior, Aisha Lee. Sharon Zavala, the head coach, the winningest coach in Nebraska volleyball history. Her assistants are Brittany Ashy, Maria DeMuse, and Annie Seitz. They're ranked number 1 in one poll and number 3 in the other, number 2 in Nebraska volleyball, so it depends which one you look at in Class C1. The Lincoln Journal Star has them at 3. Omaha has them at number 1. Kearney Catholic is number 1 when GICC is not. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by the fine folks at Five Points Bank throughout the Tri-Cities. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Again, we have a lengthy delay to the start, first because Lincoln Christian's bus and transportation broke down on the way here, and now in pregame warmups, unfortunately, Jenna Humphrey has hurt herself. She has one of those knee bands on. Now, she doesn't have a knee, big, huge brace, and we do not know if it's an ankle injury or a knee injury, but she's been down on the floor being attended to for well over 5 minutes now, and it just delayed the start of the match as she was injured in warmups. I don't know if she came down on somebody's foot, on a volleyball, or just awkwardly, but not a good start here for Lincoln Christian, and the 6 foot sophomore will be out. Hopefully it's not very serious, but again, they have not helped her off the floor as of yet. So let's take a break on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll have more after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Well, welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. The start of our 2011 volleyball season delayed due to an injury here, whether it's an ankle or a knee for Lincoln Christian's Jenna Humphrey. And if you're listening in on the web at kkpr.com as a fan of the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian, it looks like they may be waiting for either a doctor or the ambulance to take her to the hospital. She's just laying on the floor. They brought a pillow out to support the ankle or the knee, and it's going to delay the start of our volleyball match here. Injured in warmups before the first match of the year, so you've got to feel for the sophomore who's just getting ready to get her varsity career underway. You've went through all the spring all the fall practice, all of the summer workouts. You're a starter for a Class C1 ball club in Lincoln, and now a freak accident. And again, we did not see exactly what happened, if she came down awkwardly or if she landed on somebody's foot, which she has so many times, or even worse, that volleyball might sneak in behind you. And it happened just in the final minute or two here of the warm-ups, because they didn't even really stop warming up. The horn went off, and she went down to the floor. So we have an extended delay here, and it looks like they've taken the shoe off. So I can't imagine it's an ankle, because you wouldn't take the shoe off if you have sprained your ankle severely. But again, we're not the doctors and we're not the trainers, and I don't think either one of those are on hand right now, unfortunately, for this volleyball match. We will remind you that after tonight, we are going to have a little football for you tomorrow here on Classic Hits. It's a top 10 battle in D1 as the Overton Eagles, the defending state semifinalists, went 11-1 last year, head to Shelton to take on a solid Bulldog ball club that made the playoffs for the first time in a number of years last season, and went 5-4, and they are looking to improve on that. And it's going to be a big test to see if there's a change of power, maybe at least for a little bit, here in the western portion of D1. While on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tomorrow night, defending C2 state champion Hastings St. Cecilia opens up at Kearney Catholic. Both teams are ranked in the preseason top 10 in various publications at different places. And so that is tomorrow night. Both games start at 7 o'clock and pregames are at 6:30. Also, Hastings High and Adams Central tomorrow night will be on 1230 KHAS. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Blue Hill will host Sutton. All kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:30. And if you ever want to hear any of those games that are on the radio, on the computer as well, the website is PlatteRiverPreps.com, your home for all high school action, not only for every team in our area, but every team that's in a conference that's in this area. So Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Cecilia, they're in the Centennial Conference. You can keep up to date with what's going on at Lincoln Christian and Bishop Newman and Boys Town. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Every sport is there. Photos from every sport that we're at, and a lot more than even sometimes than we are at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take another break. We're getting closer to the start of volleyball. The medics have arrived to assist Jenna Humphrey, who injured her ankle or knee here in the preseason or in the practice session to get warmed up for tonight's matches. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High School, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Central Catholic is committed to excellence in academic achievement, Christian values formation, athletics, fine arts, and community service. Above all, we are dedicated to producing well-rounded individuals who will become the strong community leaders of tomorrow. Call to find out more about enrollment or visit gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
And we're back here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Thanks for staying with us on Classic Hits 98.9. We talked about our football tomorrow. We've got more volleyball coming up next week. We'll be at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic, where we will see another couple of top 10 teams in Class C1 as the Kearney Catholic Stars, who were the state runner-up last year to these Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. They're ranked either number one or number two in most of the polls out there. I think maybe they were put number three in the Omaha World Herald, as I double-checked. Now they're number two there, so they're either one or two in all of the polls across the state of Nebraska. And they will be hosting Minden, who's ranked fourth, and Gibbon. And we've been told that the Minden-Kearney Catholic match will be the first match on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and then Gibbon will come in for the following matches when those are done. There's more action a week from Friday. We're going to have Kearney-Grand Island football here on Classic Hits. We'll have the Kearney Catholic-North Platte St. Pat's game a week from Friday on ESPN 1460 tomorrow night. Grand Island Central Catholics football team starts their season. They're in the top 10 in C1, and they will be taking on St. Paul, about as big a rivalry game outside of their conference as Central Catholic has. So again, we've got a lot going on, but we're just kind of waiting to get started here. There's been an entry to Jenna Humphrey of Lincoln Christian in our warm-ups, and that's after we had a late start because the bus broke down for Lincoln Christian. So Rachel Schwartz just wants everything to be okay and getting her second season underway. And right now the medics are attending to a young Humphrey. And again, we do not know exactly what the injury is. And we do not want to be guessing what the injury is. But the longer it takes, the more worried you get that it might be more than just a sprain or a torn up knee here, as they are maybe bringing out an air cast and we're efforting more information on that right now as the medical attendants are here. College football season does begin tonight, and on our sister station ESPN 1460 and 1550, 11th-ranked Wisconsin will host UNLV. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight. Already underway, the first college football game in Division I, Louisville, is hosting Murray State on ESPNU. Some other games of interest tonight include number 20, Mississippi State at Memphis. Wake Forest is at Syracuse. Bowling Green's at Idaho. Some other top 1A teams that don't have necessarily tough opponents but are playing tonight. Arizona State's hosting UC Davis. Kentucky's playing Western Kentucky. Utah is hosting Montana State. Rutgers is hosting North Carolina Central. Georgia Tech is battling Western Carolina tonight. The Connecticut game scheduled for tonight had to be postponed because of the hurricane. And those are most of the interesting ball games. Temple plays Villanova tonight. There's only a couple of games in high school football tonight. Beatrice is playing Norris, and Parkview Christian out of Lincoln is taking on Walt Hill. Most of the games across the state are set for tomorrow. Only one game Saturday with Arlington taking on Archbishop Bergen. As we said, there's plenty of volleyball going on to start this first night of the season in the state of Nebraska. Grand Island Northwest is at home tonight. They're taking on Crete. Grand Island Senior High is at Fremont in a triangular with Lincoln High. Adams Central is hosting a triangular with Gibbon and Ravenna. Hastings High is hosting McCook. Kearney High is hosting Holdridge tonight. And Kearney Catholic is hosting Loup City. Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor is going for career win number 400. She'll join us on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show. We've got more information to bring to you. It looks like it's an ankle injury for Jenna Humphrey, so they are taking the utmost precautions with that, and we'll get her to the hospital, the doctor, and get things looked at. And then as they continue to work on her, we'll get closer to the start of volleyball here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. While we have a moment, let's take a look at those preseason top 10 rankings. And we'll look at the Lincoln Journal Star, where there's no doubt that Papillion La Vista South is the preseason number one team of the state. Grand Island is ranked eighth in Class B. Lincoln Pius X is number one. Grand Island Northwest is second. Aurora is listed as a contender. In C1, the Lincoln Journal Star has Kearney Catholic number one, Columbus Scotus number two, followed by Grand Island Central Catholic, Minden and Ogallala. Sandy Creek is sixth, Fillmore Central seventh, and St. Paul is 10th. St. Paul, Fillmore Central, Sandy Creek, Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic. Six of the top 10 teams are in the same district this year. A maximum of three of those teams will get to the state tournament, and that is a shame. In Class C2, Lutheran High Northeast, your defending champs, start out at number one. Ord is number four. Wood River, five. Hastings St. Cecilia, six in the Lincoln Journal Star. And Shelton set to the number nine spot. In Class D1, Exeter Milligan is the number one team. Cedar Valley is number nine. And in D2, Lincoln has Dodge number one, defending champion Lawrence Nelson third, Bertrand fifth, Axtell eighth, Ansley ninth, and Giltner is 10th in that poll. Omaha World Herald has some of those teams in different positions, but really nobody new, nobody that's not in the Lincoln standings or in the Omaha standings. One of the major differences is they do have Bertrand, the number one team in Class D2. They do have Loomis ranked in D2 as well. And if you want to know more, you can also check out our friends over at NebraskaVolleyball.com. Go to NebraskaVolleyball.com for the very latest on high school volleyball action. Well, the injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. You didn't expect there to be an injury in warm-ups, but that's exactly what we have here. An ankle injury is what we are being told to Lincoln Christian 6-foot sophomore Jenna Humphrey. Happened right at the end of warm-ups before they got ready to take on the defending state champions in Grand Island Central Catholic. Family Physical Therapy says when you're injured, they can get you back into the game with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. There's one near you, so be sure to tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. And we appreciate Family Physical Therapy's sponsorship of the injury report. They don't want there to be injuries, neither do we, but we do have one here and they're about ready to take young Jenna Humphrey off the floor here. And so let's take another break, and we'll be back with more after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season, to Athletic Director Howard Schumann, and, of course, the coaches here as well. It's just like kind of a pitcher when there's a rain delay. They're going to give the kids another minute and a half here to just kind of get loosened up and knock some volleyballs around. But now can Lincoln Christian stay focused here? They've got a couple of seniors in this starting lineup. But Grand Island Central Catholic, young again. They've only got two seniors on the entire roster in Katie Brand and in their libero, Aisha Lee. So they're young, but as some of the folks said, this is the girls. These are the girls that have been practicing against that starting lineup of the last 3 years. So you know they could have been some of the best kids in the state, and they were just on the wrong team in this powerful, powerful program here at Grand Island Central Catholic, who finally shook off the Columbus SCOTUS Hex last year and were able to win the state championship. I don't think many people would argue that they were the best team the last 2 years. It just didn't get it done in the state championship game that last year in Lincoln. And congratulations to the city of Grand Island. Once again, they're going to host the state championships, not this year, but winning the bid for the next 2 years, so four straight years here in Grand Island. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Grand Island Central Catholic and Lincoln Christian getting a little bit closer to getting starting. While all that was going on, they did not even have a chance to introduce the starting lineups. So we'll find out who will replace Jenna Humphrey in those starting lineups. So all that coming up. We'll take another break and be back with more from Central Catholic after this.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Nathan Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
And welcome back. Looks like Danny Anderson is going to get the start in replacement of the injured Jenna Humphreys. So Humphrey, again, the reason for part of our delay tonight, injured in pregame warmups, and she will be out. So Danny Anderson, a 5'7" junior, will get the start in her place for Coach Rachel Colwell. So again, in case you missed it, let's go ahead and take a look at those lineups one more time. For Lincoln Christian, Natalie Cordy, followed by Danny Anderson. Then it's Taylor Workman, Elena Cavanaugh, Micah Ward, and Michaela Bubach. The libero is Esther Kelly tonight for Lincoln Christian. For Grand Island Central Catholic, once again, the starters are Lucky Granup, followed by Aaron Sorhan. Then it is Kelsey Scheel, Katie Brand, Samantha Moravec, Haley Benton, and the libero is Aisha Lee. So we're very close to getting things going. And, of course, UNK football begins tonight on Nebraska Educational Television. Number 16 of the country, UNK, at Wayne State. And, again, 6 o'clock is go time up in Wayne. So best luck to the Loafers. And check that again tonight on Nebraska Educational Television. But we're finally ready to get things going here. Hastings St. Cecilia is the third team, but up first, Grand Island Central Catholic takes on Lincoln Christian, and we'll have the opening serve after this on Classic Hits.
Builders does the Nebraska State Fair best with Traeger Grill Specials. Visit the Big Traeger booth at the State Fair or at Builders in Kearney or Grand Island. Get $100 off any Traeger grill, plus receive a $50 gift card by mail, and Builders will add in a free cover and free bag of pellets. That's $235 in discounts and upgrades. Buy a Little Tex grill, and Builders will upgrade you to a digital thermostat free. Visit the Big Traeger booth at the State Fair or at Builders in Kearney or Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic. The home white with the dark blue trim for Grand Island Central Catholic, the navy blue, while the blue with white trim for Lincoln Christian, all the teams competing here tonight, including Hastings St. Cecilia, will have the primary blue and white colors for their schools. We are going to see Grand Island Central Catholic move from right to left, and Lincoln Christian will move from left to right along your radio dial. The first of three matches here tonight to get the 2011 high school volleyball season underway, and we're glad to have you along to be a part of it here on Classic Hits 98.9, and of course, as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Looks like it will be Grand Island Central Catholic to serve it away first here in the opening set. 5'8" junior Lucky Granup will do the honors. She is awaiting in the right-hand corner as Lincoln Christian's trying to get everybody adjusted on their side of the net. And I guess you feel for them because they had their lineup set. Now all of a sudden you've got a new kid in there trying to get everybody where they need to be. And it's just kind of frustrating to everybody, the extra delay here, and unfortunately the injury to Jenna Humphrey, which she is on her way to the hospital to get her ankle looked at after the medical crew came to take her away here after being injured in the pregame warmups. But she did seem awake and alert, and although in pain, she's a sophomore, and I'm sure that's going to mess up a lot of her season. But I guess the only silver lining to that is she is a sophomore, so has two more years in the high school eligibility to get going. And finally, things are set on the Lincoln Christian side, I believe. And the libero will come in. And that is going to be Esther Kelly, is who we were told. She'll be wearing number 21 and not number 9. And now we are going to check out Grand Island Central Catholic. Finally, the volleyball has been thrown out onto the court. Well, let's play some volleyball. Here we go. Lucky Granup to serve it away, and Lincoln Christian now mentally has to be in it And can that happen? As the serve comes across, to the season is underway, and the Crusaders will go to the outside. You got Lincoln Christian Crusaders, Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, and the attack is going to be wide and out of bounds. And Central Catholic will get the first point of the season on the serve from Lucky Gratham. Second serve is a bullet right down the middle, handled there by Ward. Set back to her. Ward takes it over from the back row. Dug out there, and Central Catholic can't do enough to keep it alive, and that's going to be a back row kill for Micah Ward of Lincoln Christian. We are tied at one. It was dug out by Lee the libero, but Brand couldn't get over to it, and I think that's going to be one of the interesting things. Katie Brand, a tall 6'1", tallest player on the court, maybe the setter part of the timeout here as it serves across it in the net. Going to be called on Brand trying to get to that set. She went up for the tip kill, and she's in the net, and Lincoln Christian has the lead 2-1. They'll pick up a point on serve, and serving it away is Danny Anderson, who got the start after Humphrey went down in the pregame warm-ups. She'll go with a jump serve, a kind of a half-jump serve. Set the middle, Brand middle attack around the double block, down and good, and Katie Brand is her first kill of the 2011 season, and we are tied at two. Play the best of three. Let's refamiliarize yourself with the rules. Play the best of three. We go to 25, got to win by two, even if it goes to a third set. And the serve is across by Sorehand. Picked up in the middle by Lincoln Christian. Off the block, Grand Island Central Catholic will send it across. Shield had the block and then the swat across. Lincoln Christian can only return it. Opportunity here as Brand sets to the outside. Central Catholic brings it over with Morvick. Dug out by Lincoln Christian to the outside. The swing taken by Kelly on the outside, who apparently will not be the libero. We'll have to get that checked out as it's taken over by Kelly. And can Central Catholic get it back? No, they cannot. So a point for Esther Kelly. And we'll have to find out who our libero is, and I apologize for that. With the injury, we were not able to find out who came in. 3-2, though. Lincoln Christian has the lead. And the serve is across by Kelly. Dug out by Katie Brand. Pass back to her in the middle. Power off the double block, and it is kept alive by Kelly. Then to the libero, and passed across by Anderson. Quick dump across by Brand from the center position, and she'll put it down and good. Katie Brand with her second put away, and we're tied at three here in the opening set. And rotating in is Haley Benton for Aisha Lee, the senior libero. Back to serve it away now for Grand Island Central Catholic will be Kelsey Shield. Pass close to the net. It's going to be an ace serve. They couldn't handle it. First ace serve of the night belongs to Shield of Central Catholic. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And the serve is across. Mishandled in the back row by Christian. All they can do is pass it over. Free ball here for Central Catholic. Brand sets to the outside. The attack driven across by Morovic, and it's returned into the net. Morovic with the kill. It's 5-3 now. Grand Island Central Catholic with three in a row. And Kelsey Shield to try and add to that lead here early on in game number one. Best of three, first match of the night. Line drive serve goes into the net. Our first service there, and Christian will sub into the ball game, Michaela Bubak, and our libero will check out. Back to serve it away, Taylor Workman. Sierra Thomas may be our libero, or Ebony Doherty. A couple of seniors you would have to think would probably step up in a role like that. There's more of a big swing and a nice dig out by Lincoln Christian. At the net, it's slapped over by Christian for the kill. Kavanaugh gets her first, and it's 5-5. So Lincoln Christian, after the bus breaks down and one of their starters goes down with injury in the pregame warm-ups, has battled fairly well here so far, and we're tied at 5 in the opening set. And to serve it away will be Workman. Taylor just drops it over, picked a 5-brand to the outside. Morovic drives it back middle. Christian with the dig. Set outside. Swing is over the double block, and then it bounces off the rafters, and it doesn't matter. Lincoln Christian will get the kill. That's Micah Ward. I thought that Central Catholic was going to get a heck of a break because it was headed out of here off that block attempt, and then it came all the way back towards the net, but Central Catholic couldn't play it. 6-5 now. Lincoln Christian gets three on their own, and Workman to serve it away. Middle attack, down and good by Brand. So Katie Brand with her third kill, and we are tied at 6. And Lincoln Christian getting set to defend 4 deep in the back row, and Katie Brand now to serve it away. Brand, her and Steph both just kind of that half step in their career with the serve, and it has a lot of movement on it. Middle attack by Lincoln Christian is picked up, thrown right back over by Central Catholic. Good pickup, and the return hits the net and rolls over for Lincoln Christian. Micah Ward rolls it off the tape, and Christian leads it by a score of 7-6, and Lee will come back in as the libero here for Grand Island Central Catholic. To serve it away now for Lincoln Christian will be Kavanaugh. And Elena Kavanaugh, one of the many juniors on the squad, will float this one down the middle. Mishandled, a serve, 8-6, Lincoln Christian. So the first service ace for Lincoln Christian. Kavanaugh will try to keep it going here. Jump serve, kind of a mini jump serve, overpassed at the net. Brand keeps it out of there, tipped over, but a lift is going to be called, trying to keep it out of the net on Central Catholic. And it's now 9-6, Lincoln Christian with the lead. And Kavanaugh looking for three in a row here. It's safe to say in a lot of years that we've been covering this, I don't think Christian's ever had a three-point lead on Central Catholic. And it should have been four. An overpass on the serve is mishandled by Lincoln Christian. And a break here for GICC. Otherwise, I think we'd have seen a timeout. Moravec will go back and serve it away now for Grand Island Central Catholic. 9-7, Lincoln Christian. Serve across. Christian goes to the outside. Has to be punched over by Annie Chapin, but the set was wide. She couldn't keep it back in play. And a point for Grand Island Central Catholic. 9-8 and a chance to tie it up here. The serve. Fired into the back corner. Passed into the net. Crossing the center line. Trying to save it there was Kavanaugh. And we are now at 9-9 after the ace serve. Couldn't handle that strong one from Moravec. And Sam will fire another one away here, and it's another ace. Three in a row for Moravec, so just that quickly, a three-point deficit is erased, and Central Catholic has a one-point lead at 10-9 in game one. Moravec working quickly into the back corner, played by Ward, but it's going to be tough to get it back over, and they will, but a free ball here for Central Catholic. Short set middle, the attack driven down the middle by Central Catholic, and Benton picked up by Workman and set back over. Crusaders try again. Brand slide, right side attack, taken across there by Grata. Dug out by Christian. We actually have a rally going here for one time. Brand sets outside. The attack by Sorhan is tipped, and it's good. Erin Sorhan with her first kill, and five in a row now for GICC, and they are up by 11-9. They were up 5-3, then Lincoln Christian scored six of the next seven, and now GICC with five in a row. And Moravec looking to keep it going here. This knuckleball is right down the middle. Christian with a good pass. Right side attack, though the set was off, and it ends up in the net. And now timeout will be called, the first one of the afternoon. Timeout called by Lincoln Christian. We're in the first set. Grand Island Central Catholic 12, Lincoln Christian 9. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug, good to be back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic, where our first timeout has just expired, and Sam Moravec has served five in a row here for Central Catholic. They lead Lincoln Christian 12-9. Christian after the timeout goes slide, right side attack by Bubach, picked up, returned over Sorhan with a power swing. It's down and good. Erin Sorhan with her second kill of this rally, and Central Catholic has shaken off a little early rust and now has scored seven in a row and is up by four, 13-9. And Moravec, who had two aces in this run, gets her third right here. Third ace for Sam Moravec, and she has scored seven straight points. And now let's see what Coach Rachel Colwell wants to do. They just need that ball back. This is what the great teams so often do. You can hang with them for a while, but then they slap a quick run on you, and now it's served just out of bounds. Lincoln Christian thought about going for it, then pulled back that time, and getting out of the way was Micah Ward. But a good run that time for Moravec, and Lincoln Christian now is going to serve down 14-10. And the serve is across by Micah Ward, right in the middle of the floor. Brand gets to the outside, Sorhan rolls it into the middle. Christian picks it up. set to the outside. Going to be slapped off the tape but across there by Esther Kelly. Outside attack is driven across by Sorhan. Good dig that time by Kavanaugh. Christian keeps it alive and pushes it across on the set. Brand, short set, middle, tip, Benton, one-arm save and a nice one there by Chapin, and it's going to be passed across. Still alive for Central Catholic. One-hand set, tipped across, just barely stays in. Christian is ready for it, and now Chapin will head it behind the standard, and it is out of bounds. It went behind the standard on the net, and now the linesman talking to the official who was right there. We may get a replay on this. Let's see if that is the case. It was a long rally, and they're trying to determine whether the ball went over the red or went behind it. And they're going to say that the ball was out, and they will give it to Grand Island Central Catholic. So 15-10, and into the ball game for the Crusaders. Shiel returns. And Aisha Lee to serve it away now for GICC. Up 15-10, game one. And her cut service mishandled. There's another ace. It's going to be 16-10 now. Off the ace serve from the libero Lee, and that is the fifth ace for Grand Island Central Catholic. One-third of their points coming off ace serves. This one is handled by Kelly, and then tipped across, stays right in the front row. Brand tries to dump it over, but it hit the tape, which allowed Christian to recover, and then they make a missed pass, and Brand's going to get the credit for the kill, her fourth. So Lincoln Christian really wasn't making mistakes the first 10 points of the match. That cannot be said here in the next 10 points or so of the match. 17-10, and Lee to serve it away. Pass off the mark, floated above the net, now in the net on Christian, and it is 18-10, and we're going to have maybe our second timeout, and Lincoln Christian will call their second timeout right here. Christian was up 9-6, but hasn't been able to do anything since. It's been a 12-1 run, and Central Catholic leads it in game one, 18-10. We'll be back with more volleyball after this.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High School, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Central Catholic is committed to excellence in academic achievement, Christian values formation, athletics, fine arts, and community service. Above all, we are dedicated to producing well-rounded individuals who will become the strong community leaders of tomorrow. Call to find out more about enrollment or visit gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
You're listening to High School Sports on your high school sports leader in the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. And back to serve it is Aisha Lee for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders now up comfortably 18-10 after falling behind early 9-6. Serve is across, and it's going to be an ace block for Grand Island Central Catholic. Give credit up front to Lucky Granup. And we'll give it Granup with the ace. The first ace block makes it 19-10. And Lee back there looking for five in a row. Floats it across. Lincoln Christian sets to the middle. The attack is going to be swatted deep and out of bounds. And it's now 20-10 GICC. And Lincoln Christian has lost a little confidence here. Again, they lost Jenna Humphrey, a six-foot sophomore that would have given them some front-line help in the pregame warm-ups to an ankle injury. Here's the middle attack by Bubak. It's blocked right back at her, and Christian will have to take it across with Kelly. Central Catholic rolls it over. Good pickup there by Chapin. To the outside, it'll be tipped over. CC has it, and they'll go to Sorhan over the double block, finds the corner, and Aaron picks up her third kill, and it rolls on here now for GICC, 21-10. Lee with six in a row. That's after Moravec had seven in a row. Grand Island Central Catholic has scored 15 of the last 16 points. The only Christian point in that run was on a Central Catholic service error. Brand sets to the outside. Sorhan again over the double block. Goes middle. Goes to the five hole and gets the kill. Fourth for Aaron Sorhan, who was used mainly as a back row libero specialist and server last year as a freshman. 22-10. And the server crossed. Returned by Christian at the net. Brand's going to tip it over. Good save there by Christian to the back row out of their libero position. And back over to GICC. Set right side. Driven across. And we have got in the net called on Lincoln Christian. They dug out the drive, but play blown dead because of the net violation. And it's now 23-10, Grand Island Central Catholic. And the serve is across. Picked up there by Lincoln Christian. Overpass, free ball at the net. Slapped over, and another net violation going after it for Lincoln Christian. And it is now game point for GICC, 24-10. And what a real change in developments here in the last 5 minutes. Serve is across. Lincoln Christian handles. They'll set to the outside. It'll be rolled over there by Kelly, and she'll finally pick up a point here for Lincoln Christian. The first offensive point they've had since they were ahead 9-6, and now it's 24-11. And back into the ball game, Taylor Workman. And back to serve it away will be Michaela Bubot. And she'll be there until Central Catholic gets their 25th point. Here's Sorhan from the 10-foot line, drives it across, goes into the back row, dug out by Bubot, and passed across. Opportunity for Central Catholic. Brand set outside Sorhan, off the tip. Dug out back row again by Christian. To the outside, will be rolled over by Kelly. Free ball on the dig of the back row, just diving, and it's sent it across. Kelly floats it over again. Brand with the dig. Here is the set to the outside. Sorhan down and good, and game one goes to Grand Island Central Catholic. Fifth kill of the game for Aaron Sorhan, and the final score in game one is Grand Island Central Catholic 25 and Lincoln Christian 11. We'll be back and take a look at game one stats after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months or up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. For Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Doug Dudaback with you here as the opening game of the season is in the books, opening set, we should say. Grand Island Central Catholic beating Lincoln Christian 25-11 for Christian. Danny Anderson had a service point. Esther Kelly, two kills. Micah Ward, three kills. Taylor Workman, two service points. Elena Cavanaugh, two service points. One was an ace and one kill. Six kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for Lincoln Christian. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand, four kills. Sam Moravec, seven service points, three of them aces, one kill. Aaron Sorahan had five kills. Kelsey Shield, two service points. One was an ace. Lucky Gradup had a service point and an ace block. And Aisha Lee had nine service points. One was an ace. 10 kills, one ace block, five ace serves as Grand Island Central Catholic takes the opening game of the season 25-11. We'll be back with game two after this one-minute timeout on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And back with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Dudewick here at Grand Island Central Catholic, just checking in between games there. Again, if you joined us late, Lincoln Christian's bus, first it broke down, so they got here late. Then in pregame warm-ups with about a minute or less to go in the warm-ups, sophomore Jenna Humphrey went down with what looks like was an ankle injury and taken to the hospital, so a bad ankle injury apparently. So in her place, Danny Anderson starts. Natalie Cordy goes to the libero. And so we did not know that was Cordy that had switched over, but that is Natalie wearing number 21 in there as the libero for Coach Rachel Colwell, the former Rachel Schwartz, of course. Nebraska Cornhusker volleyball player. And after taking a 9-6 lead, nothing went well for Christian, and Central Catholic rolls them after that 25-11. But now we're ready for game two, and Lincoln Christian will get to serve it away, and we're underway, and Brand quickly terminates for Grand Island Central Catholic. So the fifth kill here for Katie Brand, and Central Catholic has the 1-0 lead in game two. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia is the third member here. So again, if you're tuning in for what could have been a 6 o'clock start, St. Cecilia won't take the court for at least a half hour, and it depends how this goes to see if it'll be longer. Service across by Grand Island Central Catholic, and the attack from the outside is just off the line, but there was a tip. So give the kill to Lincoln Christian, and Esther Kelly is going to pick that up. Ward will go back to serve it away, and it is 1-1. And the serve from the far right-hand corner is dug out nicely by Brand. She comes up with a middle attack and just elevates over everyone and has the easy kill. Brand stands at 6-1, can probably leap over anybody in this gym, no matter if they're a volleyball player or not. Just great elevation, headed to Kansas State to play her college volleyball. Now in to serve the volleyball away is going to be Kelsey Shield. She'll take it across. Cordy has it, stays in the back row. Has to be passed across by Christian. It's right on the line, so Central Catholic picks it up, goes to the outside, and a big swing termination for Sam Moravec. Just her second kill of the match, and Central Catholic now leads it by a score of 3-1. Again, more volleyball coming your way on Tuesday night from Coke Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic, Minden, and Gibbon. Scheduled to begin at 5 o'clock in a triangular. The first match there will be Kearney Catholic and Minden, both ranked in the C1, top five. Serve is across by Sheol. Trouble for Lincoln Christian, and then Central Catholic misplayed it. Nice play by Christian's Elena Cavanaugh. She slid across the floor, and it rolled over the top of the net, and she'll get credit for the point on that, and it's 3-2. Lincoln Christian to serve. And again, trying to figure out who is supposed to be back there, and it's going to be Taylor Workman. So Workman just serve it away. Takes a little extra time. The 6-foot junior now floats it cross court. Handled by Central Catholic. Fake the slide. Go to the middle. Brand is partially blocked up front. Lincoln Christian with a quick return. Here's the dump across by the setter, and it's going to be good enough for a Central Catholic kill. Katie Brand, not your ordinary setter. At 6-1, when she wants to throw it over the top of the defender, she's going to be able to do that. And it's 4-2, Central Catholic, after winning the opening set 25-11. But a service error. We'll get the ball right back over to Lincoln Christian. And some again now will be Ann Chapin. And a serve will be Elena Cavanaugh for Lincoln Christian. And the serve. Good one down the middle, handled there by Sorhan, sent to the outside. The cross-court kill is down and good by Lucky Gratup. That'll be Gratup's first kill of the night, and it's 5-3. Serving it away will be Sam Moravec. Rachel Schwartz off the bench. Rachel Colwell off the bench, the head coach for Lincoln Christian, getting her team adjusted. See if they can handle the serve a little bit better. Here's a short set, quick set in the middle, partially blocked. Tip back over by Benton. Lincoln Christian goes to the outside, blocked again, and this time it'll be an ace block. Give credit to Haley Benton. Had some help up there from Gratup. We'll give it to Benton, and it is 6-3, GICC. And Moravec, who had the 7 service points in a row to get things turned around in game one, will serve an ace here and make it 7-3. I've got her for 4 aces here in the opening game, opening match. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian will be next. Don't forget at the end of every match we do this year, the Ravenna Santa or the Misco Sports postgame show with a chance to look at all the final stats. Serve is across. Short set slide right side. Lincoln Christian takes it across that time with Bubak. Handled there by Grand Island Central Catholic. Right side attack down and good by Lucky Gratup. And it is 8-3. And GICC has put together a little run here again. 4 straight to open up a 5-point lead. Moravec still back there serving it away. Still 4 along that back line, about 6 foot off the back line defensively here. And the line drive serve makes them backpedal a little bit, gets them on their heels, and it has to be set across there by Chapin. Here is Brand, sets to the outside. Sorhan, open corner down and good. Sixth kill for Aaron Sorhan. Second on the team to Brand, and it's 9-3. And Morvec already with 11 points from the service line tonight. Trying to make it 12. Another bullet across that is picked up by Kelly and set over. Here's Brand. Oh, it's overpassed. Brand let it go. And Lincoln Christian gets a free swing to the outside, and they take advantage. Getting the kill is Esther Kelly. That's her team high fourth. And gets the ball back over to Lincoln Christian. 9-4 GICC. Central Catholic won the opening game 25-11 after trailing 9-6. Serve is across. Lee handles it in the middle. Brand has to run it down. Back row attack. Morovic got a good swing on it. Picked up there by Cordy. High set to the middle, and Lincoln Christian mistimes the jump. And down to the floor it goes. Back over to GICC. And Lee will serve it away. She put together 9 in a row in game one that really blew things open. Took it from 14-10 to 24-10. Right side attack is a powerful one. Lincoln Christian down and good is Bubach. That'll be her first of the evening. And Lincoln Christian will get the ball right back. Back into the ball game for Christian will be Taylor Workman. She'll go into the front row, and Bubach will go back to serve it away. And the serve by Bubach. Deep mishandled. Central Catholic's just going to get one swing to the outside, but it's a good one, and it's down and in for Sorhan. Central Catholic, as many of the top teams are, so good at turning things around in just one pass. The serve receive was not handled well. The set was just kind of in the general area. It wasn't really even a set. It was just a pass. And Sorhan was able to find a way to get a real good swing on it. And now serving it away will be Lucky Granup. Christian goes to the outside. Swing by Ward. Dugout back row by Central Catholic. They'll go Sorhan, and she just caught the back line. Aaron Sorhan now with 8 kills. That's a match high. 12-5 is your lead for Grand Island Central Catholic. Trying to start the season as they have for a number of years, and that's with a win. Granup serves. Short set middle. Driven across that time by Workman. Central Catholic scrambles but gets it back over. Free ball opportunity here for Lincoln Christian. Set to the outside. Blocked up front. Ace block Brand. Katie Brand with an assist from Kelsey Shield. Third ace block of the night for Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's 13-5. Lucky Granup looking for 3 in a row. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here. From Central Catholic, opening night of the volleyball season across the state, also cross-country, could start today. Here's the outside attack taken down by Central Catholic, and Sorhan has to like the opportunity to be able to get more involved with the offense this year, and a timeout going to be taken here by Lincoln Christian. Central Catholic won the opening game 25-11. They lead 14-5, game two on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And still in their timeout, Lincoln Christian. Again, it's always tough when you take on one of the top two or three teams in the state. And that's what Lincoln Christian ends up doing every night on opening night. It's a tough way to start the season. And it's a tough way when you're even trying to rebuild. It'd be nice to find somebody that was not Grand Island Central Catholic or St. Cecilia to play. Quite frankly, I'm surprised Lincoln Christian hasn't tried to find a way to opt out of this triangular. But since you're in the conference, I guess you got to find a way to play sometime. You're going to have to play these guys sometime. It just will be on opening night. And after the timeout, it'll be Grant up to serve again. 14-5, GICC. They're on the offense. The attack goes into the net. 4 hits for the first time tonight on the Crusaders. And so out of the timeout, Lincoln Christian gets the ball. And Danny Anderson is going to check back in. And Chapin will check out. Anderson will serve it. In Hastings, St. Cecilia, Lincoln Christian will be our middle match coming up next. Service across in GICC goes Brand to the middle. She takes it off a partial block. Nice dig that time by Kelly and passed across. Here's Brand to set. She'll go to the outside. Sorehand. Block is made. Sorehand digs it. Brand, free ball middle. Attack picked up by Cordy. And we have a violation on Lincoln Christian. And so it will be GICC 15, Lincoln Christian 6, and Aaron Sorehand to serve it away. Well on their way to a sweep here in the opening match. Serve across, then some miscommunication. Two players went forth, and they both peeled off, and the ball falls to the floor. 16-6. That's actually Sorehand's first service point. He's got a decent jump serve. Fires it across, handled this time, short set middle, driven across that time by Workman, off the short set Kavanaugh, Central Catholic digs, driven across by Moravec. Lincoln Christian goes to the outside, rolls it over with Micah Ward, dumped back by Brand, good dig that time by Kelly, and the attack is going to be blocked anyway. Point Grand Island Central Catholic, boy Kelly with a heck of a dig, and then an ace block by Kelsey Scheel, and it is 17-6, GICC. Sorehand to serve again. Picked up by Cordy. Set to the outside. A little miscommunication. Just tipped over to free ball. Brand says, thank you very much. Took it right back where it came from. And that's the eighth kill for Brand. Four in each set. 18-6. And again, Lincoln Christian in game one was up 9-6. Since then, Grand Island Central Catholic has outscored them 37-8. And the serve of an ace. Add another one. For Aaron Sorehand, who has four in a row. Lincoln Christian has one timeout left, but I don't know what Coach Colwell can tell her girls right now. They just took one, and nothing has happened since that. Serve across. Christian has it, sets it in the middle. The attack blocked up front by Brand. Lincoln Christian gets a hand on it, but can't save it. Katie Brand, her second ace block. And it just rolls on, as it has for quite a while here for Coach Sharon Zavala's Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Only one returning starter plus Sorehand, who played a lot as libero. And now out of rotation, called on Lincoln Christian. And that goes down as an ace serve for Sorehand, so a freebie there for Aaron. She served six in a row. A couple of them go down as aces, 21-6. Disco Sports postgame show is coming up. We'll give you a quick rundown of the final stats as this serve goes into the net and gets it back over to Lincoln Christian. We'll run down the stats and then get you ready for game two between St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. And back to serve it away now is Lincoln Christian, and Micah Ward takes it down the near corner, and it's just deep. Sends it right at our agile lineman. And makes it 22-7. Three away from the opening match here. Kelsey Scheel to serve for GICC. Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to be here. As the serve is mishandled, it's going to be an ace. And it is 23-7. Scheel with her second ace serve. Two away now from the opening match. And again, the feature match tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic Hastings St. Cecilia, probably around 7:15, 7:30. No earlier than that, you wouldn't think. Serves across, slide right side. Lincoln Christian gets the swing by Taylor Workman. Dug out, middle attack, driven straight down and good by Haley Benton. That'll be the first kill by Benton, and it is match point for GICC. Kelsey Scheel with the serve at 24-7. Here at home on opening night, Scheel slips, but it's still got across. Lincoln Christian will have to pass it across. Free ball here. Brand will set. Benton middle. Attack down and good, and that's it. Benton gets the final two kills, and Grand Island Central Catholic sweeps Lincoln Christian 25-11 and 25-7 to win their opening match of the season. We'll have about a 20 to 25-minute break, then St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian will play game number two, but when we come back, it's the Bisco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority.
When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Get your game on at Misco's. Located at the downtown Kearney Center, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's under new ownership over the summer, but the same great management team, and they're open late on Thursdays. This is Thursday, so they're open till 8 o'clock tonight. Whether you need something for volleyball, whether you need football gear, soccer gear, or it actually might get just about jacket or sweatshirt weather tomorrow night. Follow the Stars, follow the Bearcats, the Huskers, the Lopers. They've got the gear you need at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. No score between Wayne State and UNK early in the first quarter. We'll keep you up to date on that. But right now, Grand Island Central Catholic has taken the opening match from Lincoln Christian here on the first night of the volleyball season. And Lincoln Christian, not much went their way in game number two. Esther Kelly had two kills. One kill for Elena Cavanaugh and one for Michaela Buback. In fact, Lincoln Christian never scored on their own serve in that second game. So four kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand had two ace blocks and four kills. Sam Morvick had four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Aaron Sorhan, six service points, two of them aces, four kills. Haley Benton, an ace block, two kills. Kelsey Shield, four service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block. Lucky Craddup, three service points and two kills. 13 kills, four ace blocks, four ace serves as Grand Island Central Catholic took the second set 25-7. We'll come back, give you the cumulative numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High School, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Central Catholic is committed to excellence in academic achievement, Christian values formation, athletics, fine arts, and community service. Above all, we are dedicated to producing well-rounded individuals who will become the strong community leaders of tomorrow. Call to find out more about enrollment or visit gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
Doug Duda back with you on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's the overall final numbers I had in our first match of the season. For Lincoln Christian, Danny Anderson had a service point. Micah Ward had three kills. Esther Kelly led the team with four kills. Taylor Workman, two service points. Elena Cavanaugh, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. And Michaela Bubach had one kill. 10 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Lincoln Christian. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand had two ace blocks and eight kills. Sam Morovic had 11 service points tonight to lead the team. Four of those were aces. She had two kills. Aaron Sorhan, six service points, two of them aces, and she led the team with nine kills. Haley Benton had an ace block and two kills. Kelsey Shields, six service points, two of them aces. She had an ace block. Lucky Granite, four service points, an ace block, and two kills. And Aisha Lee, nine service points, one was an ace. Central Catholic had 23 kills, five ace blocks, nine ace serves as they beat Lincoln Christian 25-11 and 25-7. We'll take about a 10-minute break here from GICC and be back with Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show.